My name is Oktar Babuna. Shalom to all our viewers and hello. I'm a neurosurgeon, brain surgeon, and I represent Mr. Adnan Oktar, who's a Muslim author, has more than 320 books in 73 languages, 1,000 websites, and a TV channel, A9 TV. And he does TV programs every day. So we are a voluntary organization. And Mr. Adnan Oktar has been struggling since 35 years, intellectually, to spread the truth of monotheistic religions. What I mean by that, we believe in the same God. These are Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. We believe in the same God, we love the same prophets. So this is more than a dialogue, what he means by that. Actually, he has a book about this, a call for unity, alliance of Christianity, Judaism, and Islam to solve the problems in the Middle East, especially the deep-rooted problems of these conflicts and divisions and internal conflicts and the hatred and enmity. Actually, according to the Islam, there is Jews are regarded as people of the book, and there must be a love, great love, against Jews and compassion against Christians. Even unbelievers, if they ask for the protection, God says to the Muslims in the Quran that they have to be protected. Bring them to a secure place, even though you risk your own life. So the cause of this enmity and hatred is radicalism, which is based on superstitions, not from the Quran. In the Quran, there is a compassion, mercy, love, respect against Jews, which are the people of the book, and against the Christians. Muslims are even allowed to marry them. The Prophet Muhammad had a Jewish wife, and usually these radicals never talk about this. So Mr. Adnan Oktar does an intellectual struggle to spread these views in the Islamic world, because the radicalism and fanaticism, nobody's born fanatic, of course. They learn this in the families, in the mosques, in the religious schools. So we have to do a counter-education intellectually through the books, website, TV programs to educate these people what real Islam, what God says in the Quran. So in that way we can live in peace and security. And in fact, Mr. Adnan Oktar is the first to reflect these views actually from the Quran. There are four verses in the Quran which says, God says, I settled the children of Israel in the Holy Land. Holy Land is Israel, as you know. And God said they will be there until the hereafter. Four verses. So children of Israel, Israel has the right to live as an independent state until the last day, together with Christians and Muslims, all in peace. So what needs to be done is, we have to do an education intellectually, change the views of these radicals' views with a counter-education, and in that way, there will be peace. And let's ally together, Jews, Christians, and Muslims. Mr. Adnan Oktar does TV programs together with the Jewish politicians from Israel many times. And many rabbis, including, for example, Rabbi Lau, he's a very respected rabbi all over the world. And many other rabbis, some hidden rabbis, came to his TV shows many times. So he gives messages together, friendly with the rabbis and Jewish people and politicians, very peaceful messages. When there was a tension after the Marmara incident between Turkey and Israel, Mr. Adnan Oktar played a very important role to mediate between Israel and Turkey. Actually, the problem was among the politicians. It was Turkish nation has a great love against the Jews. As you might remember, in the time of the Ottoman Empire in 1492, Sultan Bayezid sent his ships and brought our Jewish brothers and sisters with his ships to Turkey and lived in peace for a very long time. This is what real Islam tells us, actually. So, right after the Marmara incident, Mr. Adnan Oktar sent me and another friend of mine to Israel, and he sent a message that Israel can do an apology. This will not humiliate Israel, actually make it bigger. And to pay for a compensation, The compensation is stated, and we sent this message also, brought this message to Israel, exists in Judaism. Everybody agreed with that. We had a meeting with Mr. Rivlin, who's the president right now. We had with party members, with the Minister of Internal Affairs. At that time, Eli Shai was the Minister of Internal Affairs. Chief Rabbi Amar, we had a meeting. And we had a meeting with Likud members, party members, and other parliaments. Everybody agreed. It has taken some time. So he brought the politicians to Turkey, the TV programs about this issue. So finally, the problem is being solved. Israel is a very close ally of Turkey. Turkey needs Israel in the region, and Israel needs Turkey against radicalism, terrorism, and violence. Our brothers and sisters live in Israel, actually. Turkish nation has a great love against Jews. So we want them to come to Turkey freely and settle wherever they would like to live together. Inshallah, that's our aim. And Israel is under the protection of God, and Turkey will definitely help. Mr. Adonokhtar said, if anybody has any bad thoughts about Israel, as you know, there were statements in the Middle East against, for example, eradicating Israel from the map. He said, we will bring the dome down to their head. We will never allow something like this. There was a fire, actually, in Israel, as you might remember. Mr. Erdogan sent the airplanes, fire extinguishers, immediately. So we love Israel. Israel is our national ally and our brother sister country of Turkey. Let's come together, Turkey, Israel, and other countries, Russia also, against terrorism, radicalism in the region, and solve these problems. Turkey wants to be part of the Europe. Of course, Mr. Adonokhtar always tells in his TV programs, the quality, which is actually unfortunate, the level of quality in the Middle East is low. Turkey is better in the terms of that, but still, in the terms of arts, aesthetics, science, we have to increase the quality. We applied to European Union in 1959, actually, at the very beginning. It wasn't European Union at that time, it was an economic union, actually. And since 58 years, Turkey is waiting to be accepted to the European Union. But the thing is, of course, although the majority is not like this in Turkey, but there are some radical people exist in Turkey also. They have radical views. They are against arts, some Orthodox Muslims. They are against science, arts, aesthetics, and the values of the Europe. So if you are against the values of the Europe, if you are against their dance, their music, their, for example, the women deep cut dresses, they have makeup here, very elegantly dressed, and also arts and science, and aesthetics, and if you are against their values, why should they take you then? But in fact, in the subconscious mind of these people, although they are radical, they are orthodox, and they say they believe in that, these people send their children for education to Italy, to United Kingdom, to United States, to Germany. Why don't you send your children to Yemen or other countries, Pakistan, Afghanistan? You know what I'm saying? In the subconscious mind, they admire the values of Europe, actually. So we want to be part of Europe. We did not move away from the West, definitely not. But Turkey has also good relations with Russia and neighboring countries. This is the policy of Turkey. Israel is very important for Turkey, and of course. And we want to have good relations with everybody. And we want to be part of the European Union, but we have to increase the quality in Turkey. Mr. Adonokhtar recommends the government and the other people all the time. Actually, he said there should be a ministry of the quality in Turkey, and which we see terrible statues and around in Turkey, and there are some people against art. We have to educate these people, of course, because according to the Quran, Islam, there is nothing against science, arts, or aesthetics. Actually, God recommends to study science. So in that way, we can see the evidences of the creation. And the arts is a blessing of God, of course. And in that way, we can be part of the European Union. Of course, we want a better the democracy in Turkey. Turkey is a very democratic country in terms of the best in the Middle East, actually, in the terms of among the Muslim countries. There is secularism in Turkey, and everybody has the freedom of worship and freedom of thought in Turkey. But we want a better, of course. Of course, there are some defects, but we want a better that. İsra'da Muhtar was asked this question many times. First he says, anti-Semitism is haram. Haram means unlawful. I mean, according to Quran, you cannot be anti-Semitic. It's definitely unlawful, God says. So he was never anti-Semitic. In the book of Freemasonry and Judaism, if you read this book, he mentions in this book not the religious Jews or religious people. He criticizes the unbeliever aspect, unbeliever activities of the Freemasonry and some Jews. Of course, there are some Muslims, for example, they call themselves Muslims, but they support atheistic philosophies and they are not believers. And these people are also criticized in the Quran, as you know. So it's not only peculiar to Jews. So by that, although the title says Jews, but it's not Judaism, it's not the Jews, religious or good people. Only whenever they, for example, act in a terrorist way or into against the laws, and these people are criticized in Torah also, right? I mean, God says God will give trouble if they stay away from religion for religious. Just God warns the Jews. God warns the Muslims also. God warns the Christians also the same way. So, the second book, the Holocaust Lie, does not belong to Mr. Adnan Oktar. Another person he knows, his name is Nuri actually, and Mr. Adnan Oktar sent a notification through the notary and stopped the publication of this book. He used the pen name Harun Yahya in his book. He used a similar cover, and he stopped the publication, and he published another book actually, Holocaust Violence. Of course Holocaust happened, everybody knows that. There are thousands and thousands of documents about that. Hitler slaughtered 6 million Jews that time. I've been to Holocaust Museum in Israel actually. I've seen the documentaries. It is terrible. Even one innocent Jew was killed. This is a terrible thing. 6 million is a big Holocaust happened at that time. And he published a book, and he has a website about this also, Mr. Adnan Oktar. Of course we are against this. It is haram according to the Quran. You cannot do that. So second book does not belong to him. His book is Holocaust Violence. In this book, he explains all with the documents about the Holocaust, and he denounces that, which is against Islam. And he stopped the publication of the other book. Okay. Jews are, again, the people of the book, according to the Quran, and very religious people. And Mr. Adnan Oktar says, the reason why many countries in the Middle East, Muslim countries, became more religious is because of Israel. They saw the Jews, they are being very, very religious. I mean, very nice. This by seeing Jews so religious, they became religious after that. So Israel, actually, Mr. Adnan Oktar says, became a very good example for the Islamic world in terms of that. Christians also called people of the book, according to the Quran, and they have to be treated, God says, with love, respect, and compassion. So we can socialize with Christians and Jews, and the Muslim men are allowed to marry Jewish and Christian wives. And in fact, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, had both Jewish wife and a Christian wife, and radicals, extremists, they never talk about this actually. And also, there was a constitution at the time of our Prophet Muhammad. It's called Medina Constitution. It's one of the first constitutions in the world. And the Muslims, according to which is prepared by the Prophet, Muslims, Christians, and Jews had the same right, equal rights with the unbelievers. So they were under the protection. Their security under the protection of Muslims, they had equal rights. This is the way Islam wants, actually. Everybody, even the unbelievers have equal rights, of course. Democracy is in the essence of the Quran, actually. There's no compulsion in religion, God says. So we will live together and in peace until the last day. Israel will definitely exist as an independent state, have the right given by God, actually. So every Muslim has to accept this and respect that, and together with Christians and Muslims, of course.
Okay.
Yes. Mr. Adnan Oktar has a book about this, actually. This is the Italian version. His books are in 73 languages. Islam denounces terrorism. In that book, He gives very powerful evidences from the Quran why you cannot kill innocent civilians. As you know, the definition of terrorism is violence committed against non-military targets, against civilians, for political purposes. Only if you ask the terrorists, why do you kill these people? Because they say they are others. So there is no justification for terrorism or killing innocent people in the Quran. In fact, God says, killing one innocent person is like murdering entire humanity. This is the same in Judaism, actually, that was revealed to Prophet Moses also. So suicide is unlawful. God says, do not kill yourselves in the Quran. But these people learn these superstitions that are, I told you, fabricated hadiths. Hadiths means saying of the Prophet. So they say there are published books, and these books published in the entire Islamic world, the sayings of the Prophet. And the sayings of the Prophet in these books are full of violence, which is against Islam. Prophet never said these things because they were generated 250 years after the Prophet passed away. And God says in the Quran is sufficient. We did not omit anything in the Quran. And killing innocent people is definitely haram. So terrorism is, of course, because they, for example, they go into shopping mall and they bomb the shopping mall. What happens in September 11 attack? There were innocent Jews, innocent Muslims, and innocent Christians, and innocent unbelievers died in the September 11 attack or any in the terrorist attack. So it is endless torment, God says in the Quran. You cannot do that. But they say, full of violence, I told you, the superstitions, and there are death penalties, for example. Who doesn't pray, they say. Who doesn't fast, who drinks alcohol. There is no such thing in the Quran. So what needs to be done is, we have to educate these people, because if they are educated for radicalism in the families, in the schools, all over the Islamic world, so we have to do counter-education based on the Quran. And this book does that, actually. In this book, Mr. Adnan Oktar gives the evidences why their beliefs, which is based on the hadith, is wrong. It's the Quranic evidences. You cannot do that. So military solutions are not a solution. Bombing these people, killing the radicals, civilians suffer mostly from that. Many innocent people are being killed. And of course, it generates more hatred. Violence generates more violence. It's like a vicious cycle. And we have seen this. For example, the United States was in Afghanistan and Iraq. $7 trillion were spent. 3 million people were killed. There are casualties from the United States also. What happened? Taliban is very powerful, still very powerful. Al-Qaeda is still there. And ISIS has emerged. So militarily, you cannot solve this problem. Actually, it feeds terrorism, because if you bomb and invade a country, and these two countries are destroyed, of course. So what happens is, it generates more hatred, and they find more radicals, more terrorists, actually. What needs to be done is a counter-education, educating the entire Islamic world. So we can remove the source of radicalism and violence by removing this bigotry and superstitions. So this is the only solution. There is no other solution. But we need to align that. Christians, Jews, Muslims, and even unbelievers, through media campaigns, websites, books. This is the only way. Imagine what would happen with the $7 trillion. $7 trillion if the United States would publish books, open websites, and TV campaigns. This would be eradicated completely from the world. And their ex-soldiers from Iraq and Afghanistan, there are 50,000 homeless people, 600,000 homeless people, 50,000 of them are ex-American soldiers. So by killing these people, they had psychiatric problems, they became addicted to narcotics, and every 12 minutes an ex-American soldier from Iraq and Afghanistan kills himself. So everybody suffers from violence and terror. Let's stop this altogether and spend these trillions of dollars which go into the weapon industry, into the industry and welfare of the humanity. But we are very hopeful. It is difficult, yes, but it is doable. Peace and security will prevail the world, because God will do it. In the next 5 or 10 years, the world will change. Peace, security, we will all live in peace, and security will prevail the world, good morality will prevail the world. We will see these days. God orders science. Because science is created by God. What are the scientific laws? Scientific laws are the laws of God. For example, the law of gravity, law of thermodynamics. Why? Because there's a harmony and organization in the nature, and humans, looking at this, generate science. So science is created by God, actually. By looking at science, by thinking about the scientific evidences from the atoms inside the cell, the protein production, we know the existence of God. We see the artistry of God. So science is a must. Every Muslim, every Jew, every Christian, everybody has to study science. And by studying science, we see there's an omnipotent intelligence who generates these delicate harmony and organization in the nature. And this is a must. So the second thing is, Darwinism is not science, because when we look at the origin of life, the proteins, for example, you know, I'm a medical doctor, I'm a scientist actually, and I've given more than 1,000 conferences in all the major universities in the United States, Europe, Israel, Tel Aviv, Hebrew University, New York University. I've been to Oxford University 3 times, Cambridge, Imperial College, well, many major universities in the world about these scientific issues. So science tells us, you know, a single cell is more complicated than the largest city of the world. There are 10 billion protein molecules, DNA, all the organelles. Is a complete living cell is more complicated than the largest city of the world. There are protein molecules inside the cell. Even a single protein molecule to exist by chance, by random events, as Darwinism claims, in the nature is impossible. Zero, impossible, because proteins can only be produced by enzymes, but other proteins inside a living cell. So the living cell must exist first. Everybody, all the scientists accept this actually, and then it can produce the protein molecules. This is a fatal blow to Darwinism, because they say life originated by chance. Science tells us, no, it's impossible. It can only be created. The living cell must be created, and then it can produce the protein molecules. The second thing is, evolution claims species evolve to other species randomly and gradually. That's what Darwin claimed, actually. One species to another one. For example, they say the sea animals, the fish, gradually transformed into land animals over hundred millions of years, randomly, through mutations and through random the natural selection. So we have to see these transitions in the fossils. Fossils are living the remnants of the living things which lived in the past. But when we look at, we have 700 million fossils today. When we look at the scientific fossils, the fossils, we see species appear abruptly, complete, and perfectly formed. That is sudden creation. We don't see any transitions. And scientifically and logically, it is impossible, because the genetic code is extremely complex. There is no mechanism which can transform the genetic code gradually to other genetic code. For example, it is impossible of a gill, of a fish, which can live in the water, to be transformed gradually into a lung. Because any mutation, random change in the DNA, will make this gill dysfunctional and the fish will die. Everybody knows that. If you take up the fish out of the water, it dies. So we don't see half fish, half reptile, half bird fossils. None of them exist. Mr. Adopter said, I pay 2.5 million euro. Anybody in the world, that was in the world media, bring one fossil, which is a transitional form. Nobody could bring it. There is none of them exist. Darwin says actually this in his book. He said there are no transitional forms. If there are no transitional forms, means no evolution, of course. But life to originate by chance, the living things, is impossible, illogical. There must be a creator. For example, this pen has a design. Okay. My watch has a design. This has a purpose, of course, a glass to drink water. And this book is written by an intelligence. And then claiming life doesn't have the purpose and it is a random occurrence, it doesn't make any sense. So that's the reason why we scientifically struggle. But there is another important issue with the Darwinism is it has a social impact. If you put the subconscious mind of the people, you are a fighting animal. You have to fight for survival. If you are strong, you will survive. If you are weak, you will get eliminated. In order to survive, you have to crush the weak individuals. That's what Darwin brought, actually. Darwin defends this idea. He got this from Thomas Malthus, actually. It's called social Darwinism. Applied into the societies, you're a fighting animal, survival of the strongest one. Then, of course, this inevitably leads to fascism, to communism, and irreligious ideologies, and violence and conflict. Darwin, you know what Hitler said? Hitler was a very powerful Darwinist, and he said, take care of the Nordic Germans, nothing will remain but the dance of the apes. So he was a racist because of Darwinism. He said, Darwin said, this is a biological issue. And then he did the Holocaust, and he tried to kill the Jews and other races to eliminate from the Ari this so-called race.
Yes.
Or not. Well, Mr. Adamter is very democratic in that. He says evolution should be taught in the schools in a more broader way. But also the scientific evidences which refute evolution, this fossil evidence, the possibility of the proteins formed by chance, also should be taught in the schools. So the students, communism should be taught in the schools, he believes. Fascism, he believes also Judaism, Christianity, and Islam should be taught in the schools. Everybody should have a broad intelligence. Then they can decide what is right and what is wrong. You cannot prohibit any ideologies or any scientific evidences to be taught in the schools. That is wrong. So Darwinism is being taught in 200 countries as a official state ideology all over the world. But the evidences, fossil evidences, are being prohibited, which falsify Darwinism. That's the problem. So Darwinism should be taught. We don't have any evolution should be taught in the schools. But also the scientific evidences which refute evolution should be also taught in the schools. That's what Stradanokhtar says. So democracy is in the essence of Islam, actually. You cannot prohibit any ideas to be taught to the students, to the other people. Homosexuality is unlawful. It's haram in Quran, in Judaism, and in Christianity. In the Bible also, it's haram. So, of course, Mr. Adamter never says homosexuals should be beaten or oppressed or, you know, tortured. He never said that. But, of course, we have the right to spread what God says, and we believe what God says and defend it. So the Jews have the right to tell that homosexuality is unlawful according to the Torah and to Judaism. And the Christians have the right also to tell this also. So since God says it's unlawful, of course we are against that. That's the reason why we are against homosexuality. But it doesn't mean that we want to go and torture and beat these people. I'm not talking about this. But we have the right, and we believe in that, strongly believe in that, since God says that. Homosexuality is unlawful. It's an ugly act, God says in the Quran. So we talk about this. Mr. Adamter talks about this. He believes in complete democracy, freedom of thought and freedom of worship. In fact, freedom of thought and freedom of worship is prohibited all around the world. Now, there will be very good days will come. Like this is like painful contractions. You know, in a birth, the contractions, the intensity of the contractions increases. It is the most painful part is right before the birth. We are getting close to this part. And after that, a baby, a new era will come. And it is very close by, we believe in that. So we will see this. It is testable. We will see. Future will be very good in the world. For Muslims, for Christians, for Jews, and for everybody, for unbelievers also.